The national organisation representing company directors says childcare should be tax deductible. The Australian Institute of Company Directors says such a move would help increase the number of women in senior management and on company boards. And as the debate over the number of women in corporate Australia continues, big companies are unsure if the federal government's new reporting rules on gender ratios and workplaces will work. Here's Sue Lannan.
It's been a long, hard road for women at the top of corporate Australia. While women make up around half of the workforce, only around 8% of board members are women, according to official figures. Belinda Hutchinson is the chairman of insurer QBE and the president of lobby group Chief Executive Women. She says the focus should be on getting more women into management rather than onto boards.
We really need to look at the executive programs that we have in place in companies to support women. Talent development programs, personal development programs. It is a huge waste of resources where we have 50% of women graduating from universities as compared to men. We have them come into corporations, we train them up, and then we lose them along the way. It's just an economic waste.
Do you think enough is being done to get women, more women onto boards?
I actually think we're making very good progress. At QBE, as I mentioned, we have 3 of our 8 board members being female. We still have a long way to go, but at least there's a positive move in the right direction.
Last week, the federal government announced it would beef up the reporting rules for companies with more than 100 workers. They'll have to report on how many women they have in senior management. But Belinda Hutchinson isn't sure that will work.
I don't necessarily think so, and I worry for smaller companies. I know with big companies like the company that I'm involved with, we have the resources to deal with these issues. If you're a small company, the reporting and compliance load becomes very, very significant and costly.
The slow progress has prompted the Governor-General Quinton Bryce to call for quotas to increase the number of women on the boards of Australia's top companies. Rick Lee, the chairman of the Australian Institute of Company Directors, opposes that call. He says market rules which oblige companies to report on the number of women on boards and in senior management have made a difference.
We're making very significant progress under the current arrangement, and I think the listing rules, the initiatives that are being taken by a number of organisations, including AICD, we are getting momentum, so I certainly don't believe quotas are appropriate.
But is self-regulation enough? The progress has been slow.
It's been slow in the past. I think we are getting there, and I believe that certainly in the listed company space, the if not, why not reporting regime, we will make progress and we will learn a lot from that experience being shared.
If there wasn't significant progress within, say, 5 years, would you support quotas?
I think that's a bit hypothetical. I think we'll make the progress.
The cost of childcare is one issue holding women back. Mr. Lee says making childcare tax deductible would help more women climb the corporate ladder.
Well, I think it'd be a very positive thing, not just for women in senior management, but across the community generally. But clearly there are fiscal issues that need to be taken into account. But if governments are serious about prioritising this issue, clearly it is one of the major impediments to participation of women in the workforce.
So this should be part of any tax summit then?
I think it has to be on the agenda.
Sally Herman is a former Westpac executive who is looking to join the board of a top 200 company.
I believe that enlightened companies are working hard to make sure that there's representation of women on boards, because they know that the more diverse opinions that they have on the board, the more successful those companies will be. It's my preference that we don't have to get to quotas, but I think if we don't see some change over the next couple of years, then perhaps more drastic steps will be required.
An aspiring top 200 company board member, Sally Herman, ending that report by Sue Lannan.